God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Seeing Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Philippians 2 and 3, he said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Thank you, Lord. Skip on down to the 19th verse. He said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Look at the Amplified of verse 20. Verse 20, Amplified. He said, I have no one like him, no one of so kindred a spirit. So he's saying, I'm like this. And I don't have anybody that's so much like me, like he is, in this way. What way? Who will be so genuinely interested in your welfare and devoted to your interests? Is that helping take care of them? Yeah. Keeping them?
Yeah.
Should this be our heart?
Yeah.
Look at 1 John, the third chapter. I know I'm giving you some extra scripture, but you don't mind, do you? Let this thing be established in you. This is not men's idea. This is the Word. This is His Word. How many think this is right up at the top of what's important to God? Huh? Right at the top. Well, then where should it be in our life? Right at the top. Should we think about it in the morning? Every morning we wake up, all through the day. When we go to bed, should it be priority, priority, priority? It's so easy to focus on yourself. Isn't it?
Yes,
just go through your day. I need this. I need that. I want this. I want that. I don't have this. I don't have that. Looking for somebody to help you. But if you're doing that, you're not keeping the love command, which means you don't really love the Lord like you should. Did you hear me? Because if you love Him, tell me, what will you do? If you love Him, you'll do what He told you to do. What did He tell you and I to do above everything? Love each other just like I have loved you. How did He love us? He laid down His life for us so we would be kept.
Yes.
Can you see it?
Yes.
So we would be watched over. So we would be guarded. We would be protected. We'd be kept. He made our problem His problem. Didn't He?
Yes.
I mean, to the point, He took it on Himself, didn't He? The sin that was on us, He took it on Himself. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. The chastisement of our peace. He made our problem His problem.
Yes.
And He took it.
Amen.
And He took care of it.
Amen.
And He got it off of us.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now look at this. 1 John 3. 1 John 3 and 16. He said, hereby perceive we the love of God. This is how you see and understand the love of God. How? Because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to do what? Lay down our lives for the brethren. Whoso has this world's good and sees his brother, have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, not just in talk, but in deed, action, and in truth. And hereby, by this, we'll know that we're of the truth and assure our hearts before Him. Friend, this is the thing that must fill our lives. We must get up in the morning thinking about it. We must go to bed thinking about it. What? Lord, use me to help keep my brother. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. That doesn't mean now that you're supposed to become nosy. Ask a bunch of personal questions that's none of your business. See, these folk, these busybodies, they want to know just because they want to know. They have no intention of helping. They want to know all the details so they can go talk it. And they're not going to help with anything. That's despicable. We're not talking about that. You don't have to pry into people's lives. All you got to do is be open and pay attention. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Be willing. I'm telling you, if you're willing, the Lord's going to use you. He's going to use you. You'll be at the right place at the right time. You'll hear things and find out things, and you'll have the resources. Come on now. You'll have the right word in season. You'll have the faith in your heart. You'll have the love in your soul. You'll have the wisdom that'll come up in your mind to help them. You'll have the money in your hand.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
What to do? To take a burden off of a brother.
Yes.
To bring some shade over somebody that's sweltering under the heat and under the pressure. Come on.
Yes.
To bring some help.
Yes.
Help so that your brother, your sister is kept. What do you mean? They don't lose their health. They keep it. They don't lose their sanity. They keep it. Come on. They don't lose their marriage. They keep it. They don't lose their kids. They keep them. They don't lose their salvation. Oh, come on. They don't lose. They don't lose. They are kept. Kept. God's the keeper. But He uses us. I said He uses us. Part of how He keeps us all is through us all. He uses us. He meets needs through us. He touches through us. He encourages and strengthens and keeps through us. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Say it again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How do we keep this love command? This command of commands? Jesus laid down His life. That's how He did it. In order for what? To keep us. To save us and to keep us. What do we do? Well, see, you can hold on to your life and you can live just for yourself. You can spend all your time thinking about you and working for you, working for yours. Me and my wife and my kids and my stuff. You can just be totally, that's just like sinners do. Or even though it's yours and you have a right to it, you can lay it down. Come on now. You can set it aside and say, yeah, that's my time and that's my money, but I'm going to give it to you. Because you need it right now. Paul said it like this. He said, I will very gladly. Did you hear those two words? I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Not just do it, but very gladly do it. Every hero-themed story, movie, book in history is about this. The guy that runs into the enemy with guns blazing. Why? So his buddies will make it out.
Right?
He didn't go in there crying and feeling sorry for himself. It'd be a little weakling. He knows he's losing his, but he feels good about it because he's saving his buddies. The guy that crashes his spaceship into the aliens, or whatever it might be, so that he saves the earth.
Amen.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
What? Can you have that? Is that what Jesus did?
Oh, yeah.
I said, is that what Jesus did? He came, He laid down His life.
Amen.
He took our place. It wasn't His problem, but He made it His problem. He took it all on Himself and He paid for it and He saved us. Not only did He save us, He's been keeping us ever since. Now you know if somebody does something nice for you, helps you out when you're in trouble, it blesses you. But you don't talk about what really blesses you if they do it for your kids. That's a whole other category there. Huh? Am I right? I mean, you know, they were there for your baby. When they were hurting and they were down, they did something, saved your child's life, saved your child from going to jail, saved your child from being maimed or being hurt in a terrible way. How many know they got a friend for life in you? Yes. Why? Because it means much more to you that they did it for your child even than they did it for you. You know why you're that way? Because the Father's that way. All true parenthood comes from Him. He's that way. And there is nothing that touches Him or that means more to Him than you being there for one of His kids. Yeah. Did you hear me? Being there when they need you, when they need something. He doesn't need money, but they need money. He's not depressed, but they might be. And if He can use you and you can be their shade and shadow in the heat, you can be their comfort in the storm. It touches Him in such a way that He will manifest Himself to you. He will reveal and make Himself real to you. He said it. This is our text come full circle. Can you see it? Oh, somebody say glory to God. Say it again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Will you volunteer afresh and anew today and say, here am I, Lord. Send me, use me, make me a blessing to your children, my brothers and my sisters. Help me to be in the right place at the right time. Stand up right now as a testimony. Stand up right now as a commitment. And we'll say it out loud before the Lord. Say it out loud. Just close your eyes and lift up your hand. Say, Father God, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Oh, what you've done for me. In Jesus. He made my problems His problems. And He took care of them. And He took it off of me. I am forever thankful. He laid down His life for me. You said, since He did this for me, I ought to do this for my brother. And I say, I'm willing. And I'm glad to do it. I want to do it. I'm glad to do it. I say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Send me. Cause me to find out what I need to know to help people. Direct and order my steps so that I'm at the right place at the right time. Give me the right words to say. The right things to do. Let your anointing be on me. To comfort. To strengthen. To edify others. Put abundant resources in my hand that you can use me to keep my brother. To keep my sister. To your glory. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeing Jesus, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.